Morning watch. Fighting the good fight, finishing the course, keeping the faith, and loving the Lord's appearing in order to receive the reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness. Week 5. Receiving the kingdom reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness. Tuesday. Related verses. James 1 verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures trial, because when he has become approved by testing, he will receive the crown of life, which he promised to those who love him. James 2 verse 5. Listen, my beloved brothers, did not God choose the poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he promised to those who love him? 1 Corinthians 9 verse 25. And everyone who contends exercises self-control in all things, they then, that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 1 Peter 5 verse 4. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Isaiah 28 verse 5. In that day, Jehovah of hosts will become a crown of beauty and a diadem of glory to the remnant of his people. Matthew 16 verse 27. For the Son of Man is to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay each man according to his doings. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10. For we must all be manifested before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done through the body according to what he has practiced, whether good or bad. Related reading. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 25, Paul states, everyone who contends exercises self-control in all things, they then, that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. All those who contend in the games, Paul says, exercise strict self-control. For instance, they watch their diet very carefully. If athletes exercise self-control in order to receive a corruptible crown, we should exercise self-control even more to obtain an incorruptible crown. 2 Timothy 4 verse 8 says, henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day, and not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. The crown, a symbol of glory, is given as a prize, in addition to the Lord's salvation, to the triumphant runner of the race. In contrast to salvation, which is of grace and by faith, this prize is not of grace nor by faith, but is of righteousness through works. The believers will be recompensed with such a reward, not according to the Lord's grace, but according to his righteousness. Hence, it is the crown of righteousness. The recompenser is the Lord, as the righteous judge, not as the merciful God or the gracious Redeemer. Paul was assured that such a prize was reserved, laid up, for him, and that he would be recompensed with it at the day of the Lord's second appearing. Paul says that such a recompense will be given to all those who love the Lord's appearing. The crown of righteousness of which Paul was assured is the incentive to the inoculator. If we are faithful to the healthy word of the truth, and if we are faithful inoculators to dispense the ingredients of the divine inoculation into Christians today that they may return to the full knowledge of the truth, This reward will be given to us at the time of the Lord's appearing. This means that if we are faithful to the Lord's ministry, we will receive the crown of righteousness as our reward. There is a great deal of talk among Christians today concerning the Lord's second coming. But not many believers realize that when the Lord Jesus comes back, he will not come as the merciful God or as the gracious Savior, but as the righteous judge. Christians should be warned and encouraged to prepare themselves to stand before this judge. I hope that many among us will take up the burden in this dark age to bring such a solemn charge to the Lord's people. We all need to receive this charge before God and before the Lord Jesus, the one who will judge the living and the dead. We must declare the fact that when the Lord comes back, he will be the judge of all, both believers and unbelievers. According to Matthew 25, all of the Lord's servants will have to give an account to him. The Lord will either say, "Well done, good and faithful slave," or "Evil and slothful slave." In his righteousness, the Lord will decide whether or not we receive a reward. Because the Lord's coming and his kingdom are solemn matters, Paul gave a serious charge to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 to 8. We should not think that the Lord's appearing will merely be a time of rapture and excitement. It will also be a time of great solemnity for every believer in Christ. This was the reason Paul charged Timothy by the Lord's appearing and his kingdom. May we all give heed to this solemn warning.